Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside Stephen Julian, who has moved closer to me once again for this show.
I just want to be near the perfection, Mike.
This is like two or three shows in a row now where
we took a break last one, but
so this won't become a habit or anything.
Yeah, I assume you don't want it to be.
I don't want you. I love you, but I don't want you that close.
I feel the same way about you. The smell starts to drive me away after a while.
Oh,
went too far. Yeah, may the fourth be with you. Okay.
You finally, you crossed the line, but I deserve that. I was beating up on you.
That's
there.
All right.
I apologize. For those that are wondering when they listen to these shows, Stephen and I actually do like each other. We just have fun beating up on each other. Let's beat up on somebody else.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds fun. Let's do it.
Joining us on the show today from Revitalized Structures, it is Chris Abbey. Chris is the Business Development Center Business Development Director.
I'll be the center. That's fine.
No, you'll be the director, and you'll like it. Chris, an old friend of mine with a great company that's really rebranding itself. Chris, tell us about Revitalized Structures. What is your company all about? What do you do?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Stephen. Revitalized Structures is a division of Tendon Systems. Revitalized Structures is the restoration division where we do structural work, modifications, and repairs to buildings. Kind of the work we do, we're a specialty contractor, and we're kind of like the offensive lineman of all contractors. Nobody really notices what we do until it doesn't work. But we go in and fix frames and other structural components of buildings and parking decks and things like that.
I like the analogy.
Very much like
the sports analogy. Thank you very much. Okay, in layman's terms now, someone that doesn't understand construction and all that.
That would be me.
And me. So we're on the same page. Let's wrap our arms around that a little bit.
All right.
What is it if you're talking to like an elementary school kid like myself, what is it exactly that you do?
All right. What we do are go in. Buildings have frames, whether they're concrete or steel or what have you. And we go in if those frames ever have a problem, whether they're deteriorating, whether they're broken, whether they're crumbling, we can go in and fix that, whether it's concrete, steel, or what have you. Number of different ways of doing that. Some of the most common are a relatively new product called carbon fiber strengthening. Probably have not seen this, except I think the Olympic runner who's a paraplegic or had an amputation who's now on trial, I think he runs on carbon fiber artificial limbs. Now, this stuff is very lightweight, but it's stronger than steel, so we can go in and attach it to the bottoms of sagging beams and things like that and strengthen them up with that.
Chris, I'm wondering how you get called mainly in to do a job, or is it the building owners go, "Ooh, that doesn't look good." What are some of the situations where you get called in?
Like anything in construction or in sales, there's really no standard or typical thing, but largely two different areas or sources of work for us. One would be the building manager, as you pointed out. Might walk around and see that their parking deck is crumbling or something's falling off the building or something's cracking inside the building, and then they would call us. The other would be a contractor who's already working on any of those things might call us for a specialty that we do.
Chris, Revitalized Structures, it's the restoration division of Tendon Systems.
Yes.
In fact, I think we've had your boss on a show in the past talking about that. How does Revitalized Structures, how is that different from Tendon Systems?
All right. I had to learn that myself. Tendon Systems is a company that manufactures the tendons for post-tension concrete. Now, when somebody told me that, it looked like I looked like Gilligan and they looked like the professor explaining something. But concrete is a great substance. It's very hard and it withstands compaction very well. You can stand on it. But if you have it over an open space, it doesn't hold up well. So probably 20 years ago, somebody came up with the idea to put steel cables inside the concrete and stretch those to a very strong or high tolerance, and that's post-tension concrete. Now, that Tendon Systems started out as a post-tension concrete company. They manufacture the tendons that go in the concrete, supply it, install it, and can repair it at times when it breaks or starts to show through the concrete. Because Tendon Systems was getting calls about tendons that needed repair or replacement, Brad, who was here a few months ago, started a new division that would concentrate on those repairs. And what started out as post-tension or PT repairs has turned into restoring and repairing all sorts of structural components. And so the company, this division, I should say, has been around for about 2 years. We're really starting to see a lot of growth.
Go back to, you talked about carbon fiber. What are some of the other restoration or revitalization methods that you can use? Maybe some of the main ones. I mean, I'm sure there's a wide variety, but
there are, and each fix requires
its own
a different
special,
solution for which we have engineers in house who can design that. But carbon fiber is a big one. That's real easy to do because it's just applied to the surface. Other things are a bit more complicated, but we can still do them, and they still serve different purposes. Would be something called exterior post tensioning. That's where you take these post-tension cables that are normally inside the concrete and you just string them along the bottom side and use different methods to tighten those and pull everything up, pull it back into place. Concrete repairs, you see these a lot on parking decks. If the concrete is what's called spalled, that means it's just coming apart at the surface. We can grind that off or cut it out and go in and replace that with either some new concrete or some other kind of epoxy or resin or other substance that would work for that. And there's all kinds of varying types of those types of repairs.
When you're revitalizing these places, doing the modifications, the repairs, the restorations, are you finding you're going back to typically places that were maybe built in the 50s or 60s?
Exactly.
You know, finding out, they didn't really do it the way they need to, and those are more of your projects these days?
That's exactly right. And yes, they may not have done it back then the way they needed to, but let's give them some credit. A lot of the materials and techniques that are available today just weren't available back then. One project we're doing right now is in Mobile, Alabama. It's called the Van Antwerp Building. This thing was built, I think, somewhere in the 1920s. It was the first skyscraper in Mobile, Alabama. Well, it has concrete floors and some other and structural steel that are all decaying now. Well, that's not the fault of anybody that built it. It's just a fact of life, and nature erodes these things. So we're going in and repairing those things.
And can you repair? I'm thinking these are major projects. I mean, are you able to repair these buildings and people can continue to work in these buildings?
Yes, many times, yes. There are some things where we would have to take a section of the building and vacate it, but typically we can leave everybody where they are for the most part.
All right. And we're talking with Chris Abbey with Revitalized Structures. You mentioned this project you're working on in Mobile, Alabama. Talk about your footprint. You are based here in Atlanta.
Correct.
But
well, Gwinnett's home base. We're in Suwannee. That's yeah.
But your footprint apparently is pretty wide.
We cover the Southeast. That's Florida all around to Louisiana. We're starting to get some inquiries from people in Texas, so we're kind of soon – I think we'll be planting the flag out there.
So if somebody's listening, you know, to our show in California,
please call me.
There's an opportunity if it's a big enough project.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, Chris, you are the business development director for Revitalized Structures. You mentioned building managers call you. You mentioned construction people kind of come up against some and, I need a little more specialty here.
Right.
What other ways are you trying to develop business? Who else are you trying to meet?
Really, anyone who makes any decision about a building that is aging.
Now, is this commercial as well as residential? There are some, you know, beautiful old homes that are out there. Is that a division?
In some cases, yes. If they've got foundations that are crumbling or something like that, we might be able to help with that.
Have there been any projects that someone has approached you and you're thinking, this
just
may
not
be,
for
I don't
us,
want to touch this.
Yeah, I didn't know how to
post tension cable.
I didn't know how to say it. That you probably the place is about to fall down. You probably need a lot more than just us, or you just need to start from scratch.
Well, there have been a couple of times I've told somebody, "Hey, you would be better off just demolishing this thing and starting over," but people don't always like to hear that. the one thing that I've seen that was really delicate was a church here in town. I probably can't give the name, but the ceiling is made of granite tiles. Behind that is terracotta tile. None of that stuff is really, really strong. And they want to cut new holes in that ceiling to put lights in there. So we proposed on that, but that may have been a little cost prohibitive because of all the delicate work that would have to take place.
You talked about proposing. So I was going to ask the question, what's the competition look like in this sector?
Well, we've got some people who do what we do, but we are able to separate ourselves because we have in-house engineering. If you go to a building and somebody asks you to prop up the frame that's sagging or repair some things that need work, a lot of times those require engineering calculations. A lot of my competitors, well, I only have two competitors, and I won't name them, but they would have to go and find an engineer to come up with those calculations and sign off on their fixes. I've got that in-house. I've got a whole staff of engineers. That's one of the things we've been doing since Brad was here a few months ago. We've beefed up. We had at one time 8 engineers. We've been adding staff since then. So I think we're up to around 11 engineers now. So we've got everybody in-house who can help us design these fixes. And then we go out and do the work.
You know, Mike, Chris proves yet again, you can never have too many engineers in your company. And good things happen when you have engineers.
So says the Georgia Tech grad.
Right. And they come in handy when the copier's jammed.
Well done, my friend. Well done. Put Steven in his place.
Just keep him locked in the closet and slide some pizza under the door. That's all you got to do.
Do you guys work on projects where maybe there's been some damage from weather damage, things like that? So it's not just a structural that it's an old building and needs to be revitalized, but there was maybe some structural damage.
Well, are you talking about a big weather event like a tornado
exactly.
or something like that? Yeah, I'm sure we have. Most of the repairs that we do that are problems caused by weather are long-term things, something where in a parking deck, you might have a seal or an expansion joint that has let water penetrate. And over time, that creates a problem that we would then come in and fix. We haven't, in the last couple of years, had somebody call us up and say, the tornado blew my frame apart. Come help us out.
Let me ask you this. This may be an odd question. I would think that the business you're in is very much a relationship type business because you're coming and you know you're talking to folks, and you see a building that may need some structural help, a revitalization, a modification, a restoration. They pretty much have to take your word in a way, if you know what I'm saying, because they don't know what's going on beyond their walls. They don't understand this type of thing, and you're saying, listen, you've got a problem here. So they're putting their trust into you that you're telling them the truth.
Well, that's right. And this is a relationship business. You're exactly right. We often get the calls because of the relationships that we've developed. And then when we provide the fix, having that relationship and that trust helps them appreciate that we're telling them what they need. And we can, you know, again, back that up with the engineering to kind of prove that all out.
And one other question, too. If there's a building that you, by surveying, you're saying, okay, we need to revitalize this building. You need to, you know, we need to work with you. And they don't. I mean, what could happen with some of these older? I mean,
well, in a worst case scenario, their building falls down.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say that to the people. I mean, you can't give them the sky is falling scenario, can you?
I know as a sales tactic, that would be great, but it's not really nice. At the same time, because we are an engineering company, if I come out and look at something and I take that information back to our engineers and this has happened to me on a parking structure, I took the information back, the engineers looked at everything and determined they have some serious structural problems, and if left untreated, that parking deck will start to fall apart. I'm obligated at that point to let the property manager or whoever called me know that. Just, you know, we don't want to wind up in court, you know, being faced with liability for something like that. So I do have to walk a line. I don't try to scare people, but I do try to tell them the truth if they have a situation.
Yeah,
like
there's
that.
A difference between a sales tactic and, look, here's what the math says.
Right.
I mean, here's exactly what we believe is going to happen.
When your steel has degraded to where it was at one time, you had a flange that was a quarter inch thick, and the rust has chipped it away, and now it's down to less than an eighth. You know, that's pretty easy to just tell somebody like that in those terms.
Are you obligated then, if they decide, I'm not going to worry about it, are you obligated to tell some kind of a regulation authority or the state?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
So, I feel as though I should have an attorney present to answer these questions.
Yeah, I didn't plan to go there, but these are just interesting questions that I'm thinking of.
We do have a moral obligation and probably an obligation from liability to inform people when we see a potential danger.
Yeah, because if you're saying I recommend you really do this, or you know, you could have some problem, and then some problems happen. I don't see how you could be liable if at least you went back and said, hey, you really need this.
Right, and whenever I do that, we do document that in case there's ever any issue.
Chris, I'm going to bring you back into the sales side of things.
Sure.
Thank you. Stop sweating over there. So going back to being development director, you talked about relationships. I would think also this company grew out of Tendon Systems. Tendon has developed great relationships. They've been around a long time. So that obviously provided some credibility to begin. And obviously Revitalized Structures started because there was so much of a need.
That's exactly right.
Than just something that Tendon could do on the side. So let me ask you this. What's the market like? And let's just take here in Atlanta or Gwinnett County, whatever you want to say here locally. You said you cover the Southeast. How big is the market? How much stuff is out there that needs some revitalizing?
There is a lot. Atlanta has more newer buildings than maybe some places do because of all the growth in the 80s. But there are still plenty of older buildings here in the greater Atlanta area. And then all throughout the Southeast, there are plenty of older buildings that are starting to show their age or starting to get tired that need some help. And with the current economy, a lot of times when a building owner or manager is facing a decision, it's a lot cheaper and less stressful to just go ahead and fix what they have rather than build something new.
And I'm thinking along with those building managers, going back to relationships again, some of these contractors go out, you know, hey, I can do it. They're going to come across stuff where they go, whoa, this is a little more than just, you know, hammering a couple nails here and doing a couple. I mean, they need to know you.
Exactly. And we get a lot of those calls. And if I can do my job properly and drive more of those calls, that's exactly what we need. Just the other day, I got a call similar to that. Somebody was doing a repair to an apartment building over in South Carolina. Well, they started to modify a porch on there, and they heard something snap, and the whole building shook. And what they hit was a post-tension tendon that they didn't expect to be there. No one would have expected it to be there. They made some calls and found out about us and called me, and we're going to go over there and repair it. But that's just an example of how these things happen.
And those contractors that get to know you and build that relationship, then they get to look like the expert. Then they get to, when they have their relationships and they bring you in, hey, these guys, I trust these guys. They do stuff I can't do. I mean, it's co-opetition, but it's just looking like more like an expert because you bring in the expert with their closet full of engineers.
Exactly.
You mentioned the project in Mobile. You've touched on a couple others. Are there some other projects in the Atlanta area that you might want to talk about?
Well, yes. And this one's a bit of a deviation from the big major structural stuff. We do some what I call odds and ends type work also. There was a building. Some sports agents are moving into a new building over near the Galleria area, and they wanted to change the building. It's a three-story building. They wanted to have an ornamental stair that went from the ground floor up to the top. But the floor slabs are all post-tension concrete. To create a stair, you have to have a stair opening. So they brought us in to cut those because we could go in, work with the tendons that were in the concrete, and make sure that we could cut the stair opening without the building falling apart by snapping the tendons or anything like that. So that's one that we just recently completed here in Atlanta.
Do you guys get to, a lot of times builders will put up their pictures of their best stuff. Do you guys have a gallery people can look at? I mean, I would imagine in some of the revitalizing, it's not as sexy as,
no,
you know.
And that's a good way to describe it. The pictures we've got are really, really ugly. They're things like rusty steel and crumbling concrete. You know, and then we have the after picture where it's kind of nice and new, but it's still steel and concrete. So we have pictures, but they really aren't going to excite anyone.
Look at this corner of a parking deck right there. Woo!
Exactly.
The engineers that Steven knows, it would excite them.
Well, then I can hook you up with a link. We can,
You could do a calendar.
Exactly.
Carbon fiber calendar of revitalized structure 2015. I can't wait.
Oh, they'll sell a lot like hotcakes at Georgia Tech. You'll run out of those.
Up and down the football stadium. Hey, who wants your calendar?
Yeah, we'll have a booth outside the stadium.
Chris Abbey, Business Development Director with Revitalized Structures, a division of Tendon Systems, LLC, is our guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio. For folks that want to find out more and look at those sexy pictures and reach out to you because we want you to kind of maybe come out and take a look at our building, our structure, where would you send them?
Well, we have a website, which is fairly simple for me to remember. It is revitalizedstructures.com. It's just our name, .com.
And if somebody wants you to come out and take a look, because they think they're hearing, creaking or, the building is shaking.
When there's no earthquake.
Obviously, you can come out and just do a consultation. Cost for a consultation?
No. The only time that there would be a cost is if we're doing work, whether that's engineering or the repair or what have you. We have to be able to tell people what something's going to cost before they would be expected to sign us up. And in order to do that, we usually have to make a couple of visits. I do that all the time.
Okay, so the website has all the contact information, revitalizedstructures.com.
That's right.
Chris, enjoyed it. Always a pleasure. See, you actually made something that most people from the outside looking in would be, boring and non-exciting. You made it exciting and not quite sexy, but you made it exciting.
Well, I'll work on trying to make it sexy.
But for an average Joe like me, I understand. From the outside looking out, I would have no idea what you do.
Yeah, in fact, speaking of leads, the next time you're in a parking deck, look around. If you see some stuff deteriorating, please give me a call. Let me know where it is.
Part of the concrete falling on our head.
Yeah, if you get hit,
I'm calling
by anything,
Chris Abbey with Revitalized Structures. We'll be the first guy I call after I get into the hospital.
Right after your lawyer.
And the lawyer, too. Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris Abbey with Revitalized Structures, a division of Tendon Systems, is our guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Quick reminder that you can enjoy this program, listen to it over and over and over again, or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio shows, anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/ Gwinnett Radio X. For Steve and Julian.
You know, Mike, my birthday's coming up soon, and I know I'm getting older because every time I get out of a chair, I hear something snap.
Chris Abbey will be right on the job.
Right.
I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.